Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. Is Dale up there?
Yes, sir, he
is. Can I talk to him a minute?
You sure may.
Are you going to be around this afternoon, any?
Yes.
Well, I may run up there while I say hi to you anyway. Last time I came, you were gone, so I may slip by after a while and say hello and see how you're getting along.
Okay.
Let me talk to Dale a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Dale, how you doing?
Just fine.
Tell me about your well. Did you get your wife some more water up there?
No. We got about 4 gallons was all.
Oh, now, Dale, if you can't wet your well better than that, I'm going to go back and get Henry.
Well, need somebody, because we had an old boy from Fredericksburg. Taylor got him. He said he'd been finding him some wells for him. Said he'd been doing pretty good in this limestone country. So he got him down here and paid him to witch, and I'll be darned, he didn't do any good at all.
Well, isn't there some other location up there that they might look around that's off of that hill somewhere?
Taylor's theory was, he argued with me. I talked to the judge about it, and he said to go as low as we could down toward Sagner's fence. And Taylor argued with me all the time. He thought we ought to come higher. See, there's one dry hole down there by one of those tanks now, as from earlier times.
Well, are you going to find another location and get the best judgment you can in here?
We'll sure try it.
We've got to get some water somewhere up there, because you've got so much of that yard. You haven't got those tanks, and I want those tanks running over all the time.
Well.
And I just don't think y'all are using that water well up there. And have you ever had your fish skimmed out and new ones put in?
We didn't have any new ones put in this year. But.
Well, how are they? You got plenty of good big ones?
There are some big ones in there. We lost a whole lot of them in the hailstorm.
Why would hail kill a fish?
It changes the temperature of the water too quick and cuts the oxygen off, so they say.
Did we have a hailstorm?
Had some last spring.
Did you lose all your hay that you got out there and got wet?
No, sir. This cuttered about a half inch from the outside of the bale, and on the inside of the bale, just as pretty as a day.
You got any grass at any of the other places, Sean Horse, or over to Nicholson?
No, Sean Horse and Nicholson don't have any. Lewis and Logan are starting some grass, but those army worms invaded Sean Horse, and it's just as brown as can be again now.
Invaded the pasture?
Uh-huh. Yeah, from 290 Highway here, clear over past Sean Horse, they've just got it slicked. We had an invasion of them here a week ago last Tuesday, and boy, they were slicking our river bottom. We had to spray the river bottom. And they got the south side of the river bottom pretty good Monday night before we got in there to them. I checked it Monday morning, and well, just a few little worms. And we looked at it Tuesday morning, and by gosh, they nearly had it clean. So we got it and got it sprayed by noon Tuesday. And it's starting to green up again now, but man, they really invaded.
How are your cattle? Are they doing any better?
They're starting to pick up a little now.
Are you selling any of them?
Yes and no. I sold a couple more calves the other day, but then our bull sale is starting about 2 weeks, so it's consignment sale.
And nobody wants bulls anymore, though, do they? We're in the wrong business, I think.
Well, they're pretty short this year, because it's starting to pick up a little since it rained. Before that,
looks like if people want some of our cows or cattle, I don't know why they don't want the LBJ bull. Looks like they would, but don't see him. I saw a kid in Iowa, said he bought two of them.
That's right. Two steer calves he's going to pick up in November.
How's your commercial stuff? You got your calves sold there?
We have all of them sold except about 15 summer calves. I have them over here grazing. And we played out over at Nicholson and those calves.
Are you feeding anything?
Meal and salt over at Nicholson is all. We're not feeding anything in other places, but it's darn short in Nicholson. We started meal and salt about nearly 2 months ago.
Getting any good out of the Jordan place?
Yes, sir.
You hearing any of the news about Leela, when she might move out? When her man may leave?
First of the year.
Not before then?
No. Since he got a little moisture here, well, he's stocking everything he can over here. So it'll be the first of the year he's going to hold on as long as he can. And we got 50 gallons at 40 foot down at Jordan's. Taylor looked in that well and stuff, and he said that's the best typhoid hole he ever saw. It's nasty, slimy, scummy, roots growing all in there. He said we'd be foolish to try to, we'd have to case it anyway and then drill deeper. And he said
We all gonna have to fumigate that house, and Jules got to get it straightened out where I can start using it for folks. If he's gonna use that furniture, if not, we got to get others in it. So when Secret Service and others come here, they can go down there and stay. We're paying $40 a month rent on it.
Well, it,
so I want to talk to her about doing it. If I have to give her $100 out of there.
All right. Well, we have it all cleaned out except one cabinet hutch.
She got any time on her hands? Will she do it if I give her some money?
Sure, she will.
All right, I want cleaned up where we. You have to fumigate it or something to spray it or do everything you can. Let the sun get in there plenty.
Disinfect it good.
All right. Now, what else you know? Anything else? Any troubles?
No, not particularly.
Dale helping you any?
Some. He's been flying.
What's he flying?
Been taking Judge and I don't know who else. I think he's helped one day in the last couple of weeks, but probably get to a little more later on now.
Does he fly that much every day?
Well, he's had, I took a plane and have something done on in San Antonio a couple of days last week.
But, well, and then he flies Judge to Houston, but don't take an hour, then where does he go? Is he flying him some other places? Oklahoma?
I think he was up to Oklahoma last week, or in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. What are you going to be doing this afternoon?
Was going to try plowing a little. But if I get a chance to chat with you,
if I do, I'll come out and see you. I'll drive out there and see you. I'm in bed, and I may get up after a while, but if I do, I'll call you, and I'd like to see you plow, and I'll try to come by.
I'll be over east of the runway.
All right.
And say,
yeah.
If you get a chance, come up and talk to Jill and tell her what you want done.
Well, if I feel like it, I will. Tell her not to. She's got something to do or going anywhere, not to wait on her, but I may ride by and see you. And,
no, she wasn't going anywhere today. She was wanting to chat with you and serve you some coffee.
All right.
We'll see you then.
Mm-hmm.